Hey everybody, it's Reed with CrossFit Formidable on another episode of Formidable is Family. Today I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about limbic friction. Is it good or bad friction? I think it's a little bit of both. I'm pretty excited about this one, so hopefully I get all my thoughts and ideas out in a clear, cohesive manner. Limbic friction is a kind of fun term coined by Andrew Huberman. If you don't know who he has something called the Huberman Lab podcast. I'm a big fan of it. He's all about optimizing our body, so both the physical processes in our body, hormones and stuff, and then neurocircuitry, so how our brains work. Limbic friction is basically, it's that feeling we encounter when we know that there's something we should do that's good for us, but we don't want to do it, right? So when that alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning for you to wake up and go work out, and it's raining and 33 degrees out, and your bed's super warm and comfy, that feeling of, oh man, I really don't want to go do this, that's limbic friction. We run into it all the time, whether it's going to do workouts or whether it's trying to decide to eat healthy instead of eating some yummy fast food, whether it's shying away from a hard conversation with a coworker, a spouse, a child, a parent, whatever it might be. The cool thing about that is it's a skill like everything else. Doing hard things is hard, but we can get better at it. It's important to get better at that too, because I'm sure I don't have to sell you guys on this fact, but life is hard. It doesn't matter who you are, really where you're at in life. Maybe today's been good. Maybe tomorrow will be good. Heck, maybe you'll have a whole good week in a row, but I guarantee you sometime in the next month, life's going to get hard. And that's the same for all of us, right? Some of us are super lucky where we're born, our family members, the countries we're born into, whatever it might be, but it doesn't matter. If you're a human, life is going to get hard. So if being able to do hard things is a skill, and we know life is going to be hard, you might sit down and think about that for a little bit and say, huh, well, I could probably practice doing hard things on purpose, so that way, when whatever comes up in life that's going to be hard, I'm going to be a little bit more ready and able to deal with it. Well, you would certainly be right. What can we do to practice hard things? Again, the answer is pretty simple. Physical stuff tends to be the easiest thing to do. You could, right after you finish listening to this, drop down and do 100 burpees. You could do a workout we call Murph, 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and another mile run. Maybe something hard for you is going outside and walking half a mile, right? It's going to be different for all of us. So then the next question is, yeah, that sounds great and all, Reed, but there's no way I'm going to wake up at 4:30 in the morning and do 100 burpees on my own. Or that sounds cool, but I don't even know where to start. What would be too hard? What's too easy? I don't have the time and the energy to think about all that stuff. And really, even if I did, I'm not going to do something miserable on my own. Again, I love simple answers. And I think that the answer to this question is really simple too. You need to find a community of people and coaches and trainers that make doing hard things fun, right? And so that's one thing that we try to do at CrossFit Formidable. And I think any good gym around, right, is we create a community where, one, you don't have to spend the mental energy and the time thinking about what you need to do each day. You just come in. That's the hard part. You wake up and you come in, but what gets you to come in is the community, right? You have friends, you got people that you work out with, and they're right there by you doing the 100 burpees, doing the hard things. And as we do that day after day, week after week, we work out those muscles both in our body, but also the neurochemistry in our brain starts to shift. And we put more votes in the bucket of, I can do hard things and I'm capable. I can overcome obstacles and I can learn from them when I face them, right? And every time we do that, we're putting a vote in that bucket and it's building our self-confidence and we're getting better and better. And that way, when the stuff comes up in life that we're not expecting, and it will, we've got enough votes in that bucket that our automatic go-to is, all right, this is going to be hard, but I can do it. Because I've been getting up 4 days a week for the last year, for the last 10 years, for the last 20 years, and I've been doing hard things, and I know that I'm strong enough to get through this. And even on top of that, I know that there's something that I can learn from this. So that's really the beauty of working out. Like, we don't oftentimes think that it has such a big impact in every other facet of our life, but I think the reality and the science shows, and I think anybody that has had a steady workout routine their whole life would tell you from experiences, the more we can do hard stuff on purpose, the better off we're going to be, the happier we're going to be. And when you can find a group of people that are fun, they're supportive, they're encouraging, they celebrate your wins with you, man, that's pretty awesome. So for all of you at CFF, thank you so much for being that community for us. And for anyone else out there listening to this, I just encourage you, right? If whether you come talk to us or whether you're somewhere else in the world, find people, find a community that will help you do those hard things and cheer you on through it. There's no greater investment that you could make in yourself than working on that stuff. Hope you guys have a good one. Bye.